on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. You're with Paul McIntyre.
My name's Paul McIntyre. My guests are Ilana Rose and Fiona Scott, who have put together this beautiful book called This Chicken Life. Fiona, both you and Ilana have touched on the mental health benefits of chickens, which is something I'd never really come across before. I might get you to tell me in the writing of the book what you discovered in how chickens can actually help people that might be suffering from be it anxiety or depression or other mental health issues.
Yeah, it was quite a revelation for me. I mean, I certainly have found my flock to be tremendous companion animals and very entertaining. But what happened as I, you know, gradually interviewed more and more people was that the same theme emerged. And that was that people found them very meditative, like having a flock in the backyard is very calming. And also it just takes you out of yourself. So you concentrate on them. The way they move as a flock, especially if you've got a rooster, is really like a flow. But they've also always got their own thing going on. They've got lots of very important chicken business to be doing. So it's very entertaining. You kind of get engaged with the characters and the personalities of the chickens. And so that draws you in as well. And a lot of people talk about having a cup of tea and sitting in the back garden with a chicken on their lap, just stroking the chicken. That's really lovely and calming. And also Costa, actually, who we interviewed, he spoke about how if you hold a chicken next to your heart, which is actually where chickens go naturally when you hold them, if you think about it just physically, if you're calm, they'll calm down because your heartbeats kind of go into sync. So that's a really lovely thing too, to hold a chicken and feel that.